brought up during the podcast. Hello, welcome to News Pox. It's Wednesday, 24th of January. What's the news, Nina?
Very little, to be honest. Cameron Diaz got a new fella.
Well done, because, you know, she didn't want to be on the shelf for a whole week.
No, God forbid.
She's Cameron Diaz, though. You're going to get snapped up fairly quickly.
36 years.
Oh, bless her, though. I like her.
Do you? Why?
I don't know. She's just nice. I like the fact she always falls over in her films. She's very funny. She's falling over all the time. No, I don't know. I like her. She's nice. She's likeable. Is it on screen? Hence, I went to see that film, because she was in it.
Really?
Holiday.
You weren't going for...
I was going for Kate Winslet, I was going for Jack Black, and I was going for Cameron Diaz. I was in no way going for Jude Law.
Oh, see, I was only going for Jude Law.
Really? No. That's not true. Is it?
It's true.
Not true. Prisons are all full up again. And I've come up with a solution.
Yeah.
It's a long-term solution. I'm looking at the long game here. You know the Olympic Village? They turn that into prisons afterwards.
Oh.
Because the East Europeans, they're going to be fine, you know, with fairly prison-like conditions, because that's what it's like in Eastern Europe. So their quarters would just turn into a giant prison, save a bit of money. So they can have £1 billion from the Home Office.
So sadly.
Pay for the deficit.
Sadly, you're probably right.
That's my idea. What else has happened?
Posh Spice went to Fashion Week wearing a Stella McCartney rug, shawl type thing. It's probably alright, but it looks a bit drab. The main problem I've got is that she's wearing a hat, nice hat, but she's
got massive sunglasses on.
Well, she should... Yeah, you can't wear the hat and the sunglasses.
Yeah.
And also, if you're going to wear a hat like that, pull it down over your ears. Don't have your ears popping out the bottom.
Now, irritating noises. Someone's done a survey on the most irritating noises.
Right.
Guess what the most annoying... Well, not just the kind of most horrible, dreaded noises.
You going, ah!
Hardly. We're going to talk about unwanted noises in this office.
Yeah.
You, isn't it?
Me?
Yeah.
Why?
Burping, farting. Burping's not on here, but I think it counts as number... The number one is vomiting.
Actually,
but I think burping is like vomiting, because when you burp sometimes, it does sound like, what, the sound of spitting?
Yeah, people spitting.
I don't like the sound of people chewing gum with their mouths open. Quite often you sit next to people chewing gum, just going...
What about
like,
this
put my headphones on. It's annoying, but not so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is microphone feedback. I'm trying to work out if I can create any, but I don't think our system is that sophisticated. Babies crying in the scrape or squeak of train wheels, number three. A seesaw squeaking. Who on earth is that offended by a seesaw squeaking?
Well, nails six, down a blackboard.
Violin, it is. Nails down the blackboard, surprisingly low. 16. A fart is number 7. Now, here's an interesting one. Number 3, equal 3rd, babies crying. Number 7, equal with farts, is a baby crying. So is that just the singular of the other one? I don't know. Number 9, argument on a soap opera. I don't know, people are kind of scared of weird things. A cat spitting. My favourite is number 11, Tasmanian devil. I don't know where this survey was done, but I'm presumably they mean the cartoon one going,
it's the worst survey that I've ever...
It's dreadful, isn't it?
...seen the results of.
Mine's chewing, burping.
Did Metro get a GCSE work experience person to do this survey?
Probably, yeah. And they went out into town with a clipboard, looking in when nobody answered, they made it up. Ringtones, sniffing. Sniffing is quite annoying if you sit there with someone who persistently sniffs because they blow their nose.
Yeah.
Anyway... It's a rubbish survey. You're right, I don't know why I mentioned it now, but I did like the fact Tasmanian Devil, the number.
Roy Disney has filed for divorce.
Who is Roy Disney? Is he part of the Disney family?
Yeah.
That's very obvious.
They've been married for 52 years.
Oh, how old is he?
77.
Brilliant.
Irreconcilable differences.
Well, they must have really wound each other up after that.
They got married in 1955. They've got four children. He's worth...
Is he worth a lot of money?
Well over $1 billion.
So how much is she expected to get? £1,000 a minute? They've been doing some DNA tests in Yorkshire, and they found that there's a Yorkshire surname, they're not disclosing what it is, that is a black African surname, I think. Maybe it's just a rare surname. No, it's a rare Yorkshire surname. They've got black African roots, apparently, and they're trying to say it goes back at least 250 years. But they're... Apparently, this is... they're not disclosing the name for ethical reasons. And you go, well... But if you've got that name, you'd want to know. You'd be interested. Trace your heritage back to the slaves or whatever. Or the Romans.
I can make a good guess at what that is.
What is it?
Who do we know from Yorkshire?
I don't know.
Who do we know from Yorkshire with black features, but not black?
You think it's that?
Yeah.
That wasn't very good bit of podcasting, but no. It's Farnaby.
Farnaby.
Apparently, you're more likely to be struck by lightning than you are to win the jackpot on the National Lottery, so watch out. A flamingo
flew
away.
You have to be in it to win it, and it's the same with lightning.
Brilliant, yes. A flamingo blew away. You didn't care about that story, and I imagine you still don't.
I don't care about a bird flying away. It's a bird.
It flew, not flew. It's very young, apparently. But
I'm sure lots of birds have been flapping around and going, you know, think of all the poor little pigeons been sheltering under the archways and bridges of London.
They don't live in a zoo. Get their dinner given to them.
Well, maybe they should.
Do you want another zoo story? You'll like this one.
Yes.
An iguana called Mozart, who's had a permanent erection since he mated a week ago, may have to have his penis cut off.
Why?
If his condition does not subside. Well, because he's only got little legs and he can't get about very easily. But never fear for Mozart the iguana. He's got two penises, as all iguanas do. So if you chop one off, he's got another one going to spare.
I don't think they should put it off.
It's in Belgium at the Aquatopia Zoo. They're going to make their decision tomorrow.
It'll go down eventually.
They should just squeeze it at the top.
Stop showing it porn.
Stop or reading porn, it filthy books.
Or just wank it off properly.
Sorry. I was thinking about that book we were reading earlier.
We were reading a really dirty book earlier. 10 o'clock this morning, we were reading some porn to each other. Hard porn to each other.
It wasn't hard porn. Any pictures.
It was that, no. But in my head, it was quite hard.
We probably shouldn't say any more, just in case.
She don't listen to it.
No, she doesn't, does she?
No.
Got some animal stories too?
Yeah, see all this looting that's been going on in Devon?
Yep.
I don't care about that, but I do care about a dolphin that's had its eyes gouged out.
Why is it eyes gouged out? Because it was trying to get on a motorbike and someone else wanted.
Yeah, someone was going, I'll have those dolphin eyes. Someone else has said, oh, well, I'll just put some oil on this bird here, because I don't know where else to put it.
That'll soak it up.
So, if you're going down to Devon to do some looting, fair game, but don't put oil
the police,
on
now everything's run out there, the police have come down on it.
Well, see, have you seen the images on the news of the container?
No.
Because it's far from running out.
Oh, really?
As more comes into the sea, I mean, it's just going to go on for...
But they need to get in and mop up all the oil. They're going to mix it with some balsamic vinegar and then put it on a salad.
Nice.
A mother who went into labour in a shop named her baby John Lewis as a tribute to the staff who helps her. How cool is that? Someone said, lucky it wasn't born in Dorothy Perkins because it was a boy. What shop would you like to be named after? Primark? Dewhurst? If you were born into some wood shavings. Wood sawdust.
Fucking hell, I don't know.
Sorry, I put you on the spot there. John Lewis is good though, isn't it? Because it's two names.
Yeah, and they're both okay names.
Yeah.
I mean,
Dulcie?
To be honest, I would like to be born into a shop unless it was called Zena.
Zara, that's near. It's close.
No. Too many horsey connotations.
The pages are turned. I've got the dead dolphin. So this is great. I love this story. Women are still too shy to carry condoms and think they will not get HIV. Stupid women. 9 out of 10 females believe a contraceptive is not an essential handbag item on a night out, with 2/3 believing it will jinx their sex lives. I love that. Like, oh, I better not take a condom, because it's like when you go, if I shave my legs, he definitely won't try and get off with me. You know, I better not carry a condom, because I definitely won't get anywhere. I love that. I love it.
The thing about that, though, is it's probably true.
It's probably true. Brilliant. I really like
that. Fair enough. I think it kind of is a jinx, isn't it?
I think it probably is. Women can spend up to 31 years of their adult life on a diet. Permanent dieters believe Charlotte Church has the perfect figure. So they're obviously fatter than her. Male slimmers would like to have a body like David Beckham. A total of 2,500 people were questioned in the survey for cheese spread maker, the Laughing Cow.
I eat Laughing Cow cheese spread.
You're not on a diet then? Okay, this is my second best. No, actually, this might be better than the jinxing HIV condom story.
Cool.
Ian H. Watkins, who is currently in the Big Brother house.
Yeah.
Who is a gay.
Yeah.
He once, at the height of his fame, was dating the H lookalike from a Welsh Steps tribute band. That is fantastic. I hope that is true. Jade's finally seen her boys. George Galloway says, you could not get a more sincere and broken-hearted apology than we have heard today. So he's supporting Jade.
Well,
the good thing was she wasn't rude about the Iraqis.
Her PRs have been saying, ooh, her house has been targeted by vandals, police
have
watched
it.
The police have said no.
There's probably someone just put a ball through
She's
by mistake.
Making it up.
And kick around. The man who done all the murders of the prostitutes and fed them to pigs says he didn't do it, it's hogwash. He actually used the word hogwash, proving that even if he is a serial killer, he has a sense of humour.
That's the sort of joke that you might say in Prime Minister's Questions time when they've previously thought about what questions are going to be asked and what you'll say back.
Yes. A city worker was left red-faced yesterday by a rude email. Basically, someone got hold of pictures of her giving someone a blowjob, and then they set up. They went to quite laborious lengths to set up an email. Well, not that laborious. Set up an email address and then send it to everybody. Her boss and 30 colleagues, and it is on a website and blah blah blah. And they managed to block it all out. They're not naming the woman. I think that's a bit. It's a bit sad. It's because she was just working in a bank or in a city. In a bank? Investment banker. You know, she's allowed to have sex if she wants. It's not like she was an anti-blowjob campaigner or something, that in any way having sex, having sexual relations with somebody is in any way compromising to her job or her position, unless the man who she was doing it on was her boss. And then you should email it as you like. But it's a bit... That's a bit mean, I think. Let's go, look, here's someone you work with. They do something in their private life and take pictures and leave on the memory stick in their PC, which is, I guess, not so bright. But anyway, I think it's a bit mean.
I think it's incredibly mean. Oh, well.
There's a man called Scott Richter. He is being sued for going onto MySpace and spamming people, setting up profiles and spamming people, advertising polo shirts and ringtones. He has been named one of the world's 3 most prolific spammers. Oh, that's a title, isn't it? I'm the 3rd most prolific spammer in the world. I'd like to be known as a spammer.
Tell you what, this afternoon we've not got much on, let's send some spam.
Okay, just make make up some good stuff.
Fashion week, we should just discuss the latest, because we like to be up to date with fashion.
Yeah, we do. Look at me.
Look at me. Actually, once again, we managed to be kind of wearing the same. The same,
not
but
really.
Different. A bit like a girl band. So, the latest thing that I'm certainly going to be wearing tomorrow is, it's like a...
They look like wedding dresses.
Like a wedding dress, but it's not. So, yeah, pop out, buy a wedding dress, a frilly one with lots of layers, kind of a rah-rah style wedding dress is the ideal. You'll be the tip-top person, really.
Good.
Will Young, he's in a play pretending to be straight.
No, he's not. That play's isn't it? I thought there was a play that Noel Coward was in, and he wasn't straight, and that's the whole point. I don't know.
Well, I just read that article, that's what it said.
Telly tonight. I'm quite interested in watching Doctors Inside Out Revisited, because they've been advertising it quite a lot, and there's some fat bloke who's now got thin and he's a scuba diver, but in the adverts they cleverly didn't show you what he looks like now. So that's made me want to watch it a bit. So that or Relocation all at the same time. You can choose. Bourne Supremacy's on. That's supposed to be quite good, isn't it? Not seen it. Extreme Measures starring Hugh Grant. I've seen that, it's not so good. The Ring is on tonight as well, but it's the remake, so it's a bit less scary. Honestly, there's not that much on. But, Harry Hill's TV Burps repeated at 12:30. Watch that if you're awake. Brilliant. I saw it on Saturday, it was brilliant. And I played those TV Burps. I think it's the funniest thing on telly.
Do you?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it makes me laugh a lot. It is very, very funny. Makes me laugh out loud.
Tom, I'm not fed up with Pete Doherty. He's one of the best songwriters of our generation.
Yes, Tom. How nice to have your input.
Why can't people walk on the left side of pavements, staircases, platforms, etc.? Only 336 more shopping days till Christmas.
Oh, whoever wrote that's a wag. Not a wife and girlfriend.
What, I couldn't.
You're just reading out the texts in London Light now, aren't you? Any more news?
Yeah, police in the City of London accepted more than £4,000 in gifts and hospitality last year. 20 officers were entertained by Scientologists.
Weird. A female Komodo dragon, this is news just in, a female Komodo dragon lizard who laid fertilised eggs despite being a virgin has become a mother and father of five. At Chester Zoo.
Nature finds a way.
It's the first time it's been recorded in a Komodo dragon. Cute though.
Or
a little mite.
Has it not just been raped?
Well, probably, I'm guessing, that they know because it's the only Komodo dragon they've got in the zoo.
Interesting to find out though, for sure.
She's called Flora, is the mum.
There could easily be another one knocking about. Where you find one, there's more. It's like mice, isn't it?
They've got two female Komodo dragons.
There you go then. Cunnilingus.
Oh, interestingly, all dragons that are born by parthenogenesis.
Yeah.
When they're man and lady, they're always male. Obviously, to compensate, because the men can't turn into a woman. It's interesting. Tell you what, this is exactly what happened in Jurassic Park. So let's watch out for that.
Except I'm suspicious about the whole birth thing.
Maybe we should kill all the men in the world and see if it happens if ladies start having babies.
certainly if we kill every man in the world, it'll curb the violence.
Alright, thanks for listening. I think we've pretty much run out of stuff to say now, haven't we?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't feel very well.
No, you don't look very well either. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.